Armadoxy for today, Joseph on fatherhood. The most prominent earthly father in Holy Scripture is Joseph, the husband of Saint Mary, the Holy Mother of God. In the Armenian Church, he is referred to as Astvazahair, that is, the Father of God. Now, in the case of Saint Mary, we accept this title because she gave birth to Christ. But we have difficulty with the title given to Saint Joseph because from our earliest days in church or in Sunday school, we have learned that there was no biological tie between Joseph and Jesus. Very little is written about Joseph in Holy Scripture, but from the little that we know he was a devout and God-fearing man. We know his strength not only by his physical prowess as a carpenter, but by his moral character. He was unwilling to discredit his wife, being obedient to the messenger of God, even when all the facts gave him reason to doubt. He took on the responsibility of being the adoptive father of Jesus. In the act of compassion, Joseph did not allow Jesus to be referred to as illegitimate or as an orphan, nor did he allow Jesus to be treated as anything less than his own son. The act of adoption is an act of love and sacrifice. As parents, we love our own children, but to love another person's child as your own reflects a deep love. Joseph demonstrated that love as he adopted Mary's child, loved and cared for him as his own. When we talk about the saints, whether Joseph or any other saint, it is easy to get caught up in the details of their lives rather than to understand that the saint is like us, with all the frailties, problems, and even doubts. However, they are able to rise from their difficulties and aspire to the godly, hence giving us the inspiration and motivation to move from our difficulties. It is important to see in them the characteristics from which we can learn and by which we can pattern our lives. Joseph sets the ultimate example of living. We see in him true strength. We understand what it means to be obedient to God's word. Joseph prayed believing that "Thy will be done" would take place when he, Joseph, agreed to take part in God's plan. In fact, his actions allowed God's will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. As the adoptive father of Jesus, Joseph displayed courage and immense love for his wife and her child. Former President Barack Obama once said, "What makes you a man is not the ability to make a child, but the courage to raise one." In fact, in this manner alone, we can understand why our church fathers referred to Joseph as the Father of God. Joseph teaches us the true virtues of parenthood. It is the courage to give, sacrifice, and to love another human being as your own. He raised Jesus Christ from infancy to adulthood and gave him the necessary support in preparation for his divine ministry and to ultimately rise to the cross and conquer it. Today we pray a prayer for children and their adoptive parents. Heavenly Father, by your word, the whole world was created. By your word, your Son was conceived and became man. Bless all fathers of children who have been placed for adoption. May these men always know of your great love for them, just as Saint Joseph did. May these men love their children always, as the example set by Saint Joseph. Grant them your courage and your peace. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.